again, offensively, just struggling to put the ball through the net. We went, I want to say it was towards the end of the second quarter all the way to a couple of minutes into the fourth quarter without scoring a bucket, I think. So that's a long span, long stretch of time without scoring. Those are things that we got to continue to try to work on, try to correct.
Abby Dart having the foul trouble. She picked up her fourth early in the third quarter. How much did that affect things for your offensive rhythm?
Well, I mean, she's our leading scorer. It affects us greatly. She's averaging, I'm not sure, right at 10 or a little bit over maybe. That affects us greatly when we don't have her on the floor. And the other thing is she's one of our better defenders, if not the best defender we have out there. And so it hurts. You know, I was just kind of kidding around. We talked to her about it during the second quarter about playing with her hands in her pockets. And we talked about it at halftime. I said, look, I'm going to put you back out there. You've got three fouls. I need you to put your hands in your pockets like we asked you to do at practice. And then 30 seconds in, she picks up the fourth foul on a hand check. And so she's coming out. And I said, I guess we're going to have to sew some pockets on your shorts because you didn't put your hands in your pockets. Those are just things, you know, you got to realize what situation you're in. And sometimes you got to understand how to play a little better defense and do the things that you need to do. To stay on the court.
Last question for you, Coach. Appreciate your time. As you look at some of the factors that you're going to need to improve on as you get ready for Dodge City and quick turnaround on Tuesday night, one of them was the rebounding. I know they had some nice tall players on their team for Gabe and Mount Carmel, a plus 15 advantage on the boards. What must you do better to give those second chance opportunities?
You know, we just got to be more aggressive. I don't think we were aggressive all day today. We came out and we looked good for a couple of minutes. But I think we just kind of lost our aggressiveness. Maybe it was the officiating. Maybe it was the quick fouls that were called early in the game. I'm not sure. But we just were not aggressive today, both offensively and defensively. It didn't look like the same team that was here yesterday.